Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us this morning is Hugo Jacobs. He is running wine auctions. Apparently they're very different. I've never actually even attended one. Are we even allowed to do that during level four? Probably not. Either way, let's get some information about that. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
So,
sorry, there's just a little bit of an echo that I'm hearing my side.
All right. So we're not hearing it on yours, on this side. So if you can bear to hear yourself a few times, I know it gets a bit irritating when you're hearing your own voice bouncing back at you. But for, on our side, it's actually very, very clear. Have wine auctions been a thing for a while in South Africa?
Yeah, we actually have a very rich history of wine auctions in South Africa with the Niederberg auction dating back 40 years. We also have a strong private cellar club auction called the Cape Winemakers Guild that's been going strongly for a while. So South Africa has a reputation for selling fine wine items on auction for a while. But what we haven't done is what we've now started with the Strauss & Co. business. Started 2 years ago in 2019. So Strauss & Co. is a very reputable art auction house that's been going for a long time and probably South Africa's most successful. But we approached them in 2019 to form a joint venture and to start incorporating wine as an asset class. And what this then did for the industry is really establishing that secondary market, which hasn't been done before, because both these auctions that I've mentioned to you before has just been selling directly from producers, and it's been limited to the producers that participate. Whereas what we're doing now is we are opening the door for private collectors, so you can literally buy and sell on the Strauss platform, which opens the asset class for South African collectors. And the time was ripe to do this, because what we're literally saying with quite a bit of optimism is that South African wine is undervalued, and it has been for a while. And that, I mean, we can talk extensively about how wines have appreciated in South Africa and how they continue to do so. And it's not only from an enjoyment on a taste level, but financially, it's a great thing to collect.
It's really an amazing thing, because we really have seen an increase in value. Percentage-wise, I mean, I don't know if there's a, you know, it's not like the share market, obviously, and it obviously depends on very specific wines. But what have you seen, just by way of example?
Some returns has been quite exponential, actually, and I want to warn collectors not to expect some, you know, crazy returns. It very, very much depends on timing, and it's very, very important also that you buy from reputable sellers and so forth, because you know, there's a lot of chance takers out there in the industry. But firstly, what I'd like to, because you mentioned the stock market, so it's valuable here to comment on that wine, you know, along with some other asset classes like whiskey and so forth, are and art as well, are not attached to the economy at large. So it's actually quite a good diversification of assets to invest in, because when there's, especially in these sort of tumultuous times like we're in now, and that tends to happen more frequently than we wish to, when the markets tend to crash a little bit, then these assets, because they're physical assets, they're not attached in terms of, you know, what happens with interest rates and the rest of the economy. They tend to be very stable and sometimes even grow faster then. So in that sense, it's a very attractive investment. But if we look at a good example to look at would be, you know, the sort of the bastion of investment wines is Bordeaux, and that is, would have been a good investment if you bought 10 years ago. But if you're just buying, or maybe 20 years ago and hung on to it, but if you're just looking over the short term, then it's probably sort of going along with inflation, also depending on what happens with critic scores, and that sort of thing can inflate the value of a wine quite a bit. But what's happened in some South African wines, because we've been so undervalued, is that the producers are starting to adjust their prices upwards. You know, like 10 years ago, producers asking 500, 600 rand for a bottle of wine was seen as arrogant and audacious, and there's plenty wines around 1,000 and above now in South Africa, and that's still seen as good value, because the whole world is telling us that our wines are as good as we seem to be the last ones to realize that. So producers are starting to adjust upwards, which obviously means that if you bought older vintages, then these wines start appreciating quite a bit. They're still a good investment class now.
What is the general approach to wine collecting? I know that I always wanted to be a whiskey collector, but I'm terrible in that I buy the whiskeys and then we drink them. I can't, you know, I'll go to the shows and I'll buy something, sometimes, something really special, but then it comes an occasion and I drink it and then I haven't collected it, whereas friends of mine who are buying the whiskies to collect have seen an incredible increase in value. How do wine collectors generally go about this difficulty of wanting to enjoy the product but also collecting it?
It's certainly part of the challenge, isn't it? Because it's, especially if you have a cellar at home, it sits there and it's always attractive. So we have this saying in wine collection if you buy well, you know, buy two of everything, sell one, and then if you sell that well, then you would drink the other one for free. That sort of mentality, and that can work really well. I see a lot of collectors that approach things that way. So I think the short answer to that is to buy enough. And that probably is a little bit hard, especially if you're setting out and then just getting started, because it's a considerable investment. But you know, the key thing is to buy something that you love as well, because, if it doesn't quite appreciate in the way that you'd hoped, then, you know, then it's just a great thing to have in your cellar and to enjoy and drink. And that's certainly what we encourage. We didn't create this platform. We do a lot of education, a lot of tastings, a lot of dinners. We didn't create this platform to just be seen as something of a buying and selling platform. We want to sell older vintages of South African and international fine wines and encourage people to enjoy and drink them, because generally worldwide, but especially in South Africa, we tend to drink our wines too young. I think there isn't the belief in the ageability of our wines, and this upcoming sale that we have.
Right, I just wanted to ask you about that. So just tell me when that's happening.
So it's a live virtual sale. So you mentioned when you introduced me that it's probably a little bit different. It's definitely different at the moment in the sense that we can't do any physical auctions. We haven't been doing them for a while. So we're doing them virtually live. It's a wonderful platform called Invaluable, which is an international auction platform, and the auctioneer is live on screen and auctions off the lots, and it's wonderful because you can join in from the comforts of your home. You can put in registered bids before, you can log in with the telephone or literally bid online, and so it's quite convenient and comfortable. The upcoming one is this coming Sunday, the 11th. It starts at 10 a.m. And we're introducing quite a niche category, sweets, fortifieds and whiskey. So for the first time, we're starting to sell a few spirits as well. And we're looking to grow that. You've mentioned whiskey. That's literally been, in terms of the liquid investments or the liquid assets, that's been the best returns over the last two decades or so. It's really performed stellarly well. But these South African sweets and fortifieds, we're going back as early as 1929. And you know, we're not selling these as something to put on your mantelpiece or in the bar as something to look at. These wines, we know for a fact, drink incredibly well. And they continue to age and gain complexity, and they're selling at quite low estimates because it's not something that's valued superly high. Our wines definitely age, especially the sweets, just age for longer than we do, certainly, no doubt.
Certainly, and they do increase in value, whereas we don't. It is 8:45, Hico Jacobs, wine specialist. Thank you for chatting to us.